While America Aged. How Pension Debts Ruined General Motors. Stop the New York City Subways. Bankrupted San Diego. And Loom is the Next Financial Crisis. By Roger Lowenstein. Read by Michael McConaughey.
Introduction. In the late 1960s, 6 of every 10 Americans were covered by a pension plan, and it was possible to envision that soon the entire workforce would have its retirement security guaranteed. That dream has gone terribly sour. Pension sponsors from airlines to textile manufacturers to steel mills have gone belly up, and hundreds of others are now deeply in the red. More alarmingly, government employers such as cities and states have fallen behind, far behind, on funding the promises they made to their retired workers. America now faces a crisis of epidemic proportions. The fabric of the nation's pension system is collapsing, at the very moment when the population is rapidly aging. Today, America has approximately 38 million senior citizens. In a generation, the number will virtually double to 72 million. Indeed, by 2030, 1 in 5 Americans will be over 65. Who will be there to provide for them? More than 60 million Americans either are receiving or have been promised pensions. However, their numbers are shrinking rapidly. In the private sector, the proportion of jobs with pensions has plummeted to just under 20%. Perhaps even scarier, a third of the workforce does not have any retirement savings, pension, 401k, or private account at all. For workers still with pensions, plan assets are grossly inadequate. In the private sector, employers' pension funds